I'm Gene Randall. South Korea says North Korea has launched two more short-range ballistic missiles from its eastern port city of Wonsan. A week ago, it did the same thing. VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea, on what was different this time.
These only traveled 250 kilometers. The ones last week traveled around 600 kilometers. At least that's according to South Korea's latest estimate. But again, really the factor here is they flew very low. And in fact, they flew so low that they possibly would be so low to as avoid South Korean and U.S. missile defense radar systems. Another aspect of these missiles is that they are able to be maneuvered in flight, apparently, if this is the same type of missile that they're testing. This makes them more like a cruise missile, in fact, in that they can be maneuvered, but they travel much faster than a cruise missile. It makes them very hard to intercept.
North Korea termed last week's launches in part a response to plans for joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. No comment from Pyongyang on the latest launches. Again, here is Bill Gallo.
They haven't said anything yet, but it's typical that we hear from North Korea on these the day after. That's when North Korean state media usually report on these launches. And it's true that last time they linked this to U.S.-South Korean military drills, but previous launches, they've said, or just self-defensive. These were normal drills and not intended to target anyone. It really depends on what's happening at any given moment. But yes, it seems reasonable that they would actually blame the U.S. and South Korean military exercises, the upcoming ones, for this particular launch.
VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul. Security officials in western Afghanistan say at least 34 people were killed and around 17 others wounded today after their passenger bus was damaged as a roadside bomb went off on a highway between the provincial capitals of Herat and Kandahar. The bus was carrying mostly women and children. No group has claimed responsibility. Taliban insurgents, however, operate in the region and often use roadside bombs. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pro-democracy demonstrators and police in Hong Kong clashed again overnight after more than 40 were arrested and charged with rioting. The first time that charge has been used since the unrest in the streets began last month. Police used pepper spray and batons against demonstrators outside a police station in the Kwai Chung district. Protesters responded by hurling plastic bottles and umbrellas at the police. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is meeting political leaders in Northern Ireland, where he faces a difficult twin challenge: restoring the collapsed Belfast government and finding a solution for the Irish border after Britain leaves the European Union. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report from London.
Northern Ireland has been without a functioning administration for 2.5 years since the Catholic-Protestant power-sharing government collapsed, with a rift soon widening to broader cultural and political issues. Britain's new Prime Minister now hopes to kick-start efforts to restore the Belfast government. Northern Ireland, too, is key to securing Britain's departure from the EU. Both Britain and the EU have promised there'll be no hard border after Brexit, but they disagree about how to avoid it. Johnson says he expects Brexit to come up in the Northern Ireland talks. Charles de Ledesma, London.
10 Democratic Party presidential hopefuls were on the debate stage last night in Detroit. Another 10 candidates go at it tonight. We have a report on debate round one from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In the first of the two Detroit debates on CNN, candidates sparred over ideology versus pragmatism while they all seek the ouster of President Trump. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says there won't be any work on climate change unless there's a change in the White House.
We will deal with climate if and only if we win the presidency, if and only if we beat Donald Trump.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked the difference between him and President Trump, saying the U.S. cannot be the policeman of the world.
Trump is a pathological liar. I tell the truth.
Both Sanders and fellow progressive Elizabeth Warren were chided for their various plans, including Medicare for all, free college tuition, and forgiving student loan debt. I'm Tim McGuire.
Tonight's debate headliner will be former Vice President Joe Biden, who leads the polls among Democratic voters. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators are in their latest round of talks in Shanghai. The goal remains what it has long been, a new agreement that would end a trade war which has proven costly to both sides. But the two teams in Shanghai this week are publicly tamping down hopes for a major breakthrough. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
V. Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.